producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live and broadcasting worldwide on the 26th day of August 2014 edition. Larry Elder, syndicated talk show host, who's been eloquently exposing what's really happening, what's really going on in Ferguson and other hot spots around the country, will be popping in for 30 minutes. We're also going to be talking to Leanne McAdoo and John Bown, who are reporting from the epicenter of the 6.1 earthquake that hit. And even mainline analysts are saying is a harbinger of much larger earthquakes. And we have top regulators saying that there are many reactors in Southern and Northern California that if they're hit by a 7.0 or more, will probably melt down and explode. So we're going to be talking to folks on the street to see if they're concerned about that, because why build reactors on a fault line and in a tsunami zone? Why build reactors on one of the biggest and most unstable fault lines in the world out in California? Not just the San Andreas fault line, but others. We're going to be looking at that today. Also, we're going to be looking at the latest on Islamic State. Now we're hearing they got some type of Stinger missiles from Syria. Not from Benghazi, not from our traitorous government. And that Obama wants to bomb Syria to protect the world from ISIS directly out of 1984. We've always been at war with Eurasia. We've always been at war with East Asia. We've never been at war with Eurasia. War is peace. That's a quote from a radio broadcast in 1984. We're mid-sentence. We've got to attack Assad. He's evil. He's horrible. We've got to bomb Syria to protect Assad. He's wonderful. Putin is right. On and on and on. It is total manipulation. I want to break that down. Also, Bill Gates' wife, and he donate $1 million to just one gun control initiative in Washington State. They're doing this all over the country, but this is in the Associated Press, so I thought I'd point out what Warren Buffett and people are up to. Warren Buffett, speaking of that, is helping grease the skids and financing moving Burger King ownership and Burger King, I guess you'd say where it's based, to Canada. And that's the type of thing that upsets the public. Warren Buffett, that's all he does. He's the guy with George Soros that financed the killing of the Keystone Pipeline so that Canadian oil would not be brought down through pipelines to the United States to lower our prices, but that it would be shipped by train, which he makes money off of with Soros, to Canada's West Coast, loaded on super tankers and taken to Japan and China. So how does Warren Buffett make money? By controlling government regulators, shutting down his competition. How does General Electric make money? They go out and have federal regulators shut down the power plants they don't own. What happens then? They can up capacity and charge you more because there's not, what did John D. Rockefeller the first call it? A sin. There's no sin. There's no heresy. There's no heretics here in the New World Order. Competition is a sin. Then they blame the collapsing system on capitalism. When what did George Orwell, who was MI6, well, OSS, what did he call it? What did he call the system we're under? He had a name. He had a name for it. And we're going to be going over that coming up today. But it is collectivism of the oligarchs. Stay with us. From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape, but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now is the time to stock up on all factory-fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The giant factory authorized Mountain House sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Free scream should sound the alarm against those who would destroy freedom. For in its power to deceive and inflame, or enlighten and inspire, the motion picture has no equal.
It's kickoff, my friends, of another live global worldwide transmission. On this Tuesday, the 26th day of August, 2014, I am your host, Alex Jones. The news websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We have a lot of news, obviously, to cover today, from new anti-gun initiatives here in the United States to the latest migration of corporations from the United States, with Burger King leaving, working with Warren Buffett to transfer itself to Canada. We have the feds announcing you will not be allowed to board an airplane by 2016 without a national ID card. That dovetails with the illegals allowed to fly without IDs. We're going to be breaking it all down here today. But first off, if you just tuned in, we intro'd the transmission with movie trailer for 1984, the 1950s version, based on the 1948 book by Eric Blair, pen name George Orwell. He came from an elite technocratic science family, was in British intelligence and then in propaganda at the BBC during World War II. And the book itself is a decoding by an inner party member of exactly the Ingsoc or Fabian socialist mindset for the world. And Orwell, before he died, about a year after publishing the book, wrote essays that you can pull up online or buy in different volumes, where he pointed out that the book is what he believed the world would end up looking like. You can then also hear a famous speech he gave shortly before his death in 1962 in Berkeley by Aldous Huxley, who wrote Brave New World, describing the fact that he and Orwell debated which future would become reality. And Huxley said that it would be his future of the technotronic, genetically engineered, drugged population. But you have to understand, when you read Brave New World, written in 1932, and you think, man, a lot of this has come true. But when you read 1984 with black helicopters flying around looking through your windows and microphones hidden in your walls and on street corners inside lampposts, you have to understand, both men worked in the highest levels of global government. Both men were Fabian socialists in the inner halls of the elite. Huxley's brother, Julian, ran the UN's UNESCO program as director general. And so when you read those, there's a reason you see so many movies and so many other books basically based on that template, because you're reading a parable or a gestalt, a revelation of the method of what is going to be done to you. Now, Orwell said he was against it. Huxley would say, I'm against it if you're good enough to stop it. And then he laughed at the graduate students, the PhD students, the people going for their PhDs. You can go hear the whole hour-long speech at Berkeley, and basically said, I don't think you're smart enough to do anything about this. You'll probably just go along with it. So they have this weird rule where they've got to tell you what they're doing to you before they do it. Just like in metaphysical laws, in the allegory of the vampire, which is really the allegory of the sociopath, the allegory of the psychopath, the allegory of the borderline personality disorder, and that whole constellation of anti-human humans. They've got a, hey, I'm your next door neighbor. Would you like to invite me in for tea? Yeah, come on in. They've got to tell you what they're going to do. That's why there's hundreds of movies and hundreds of books and more than 10 TV shows the last decade where The End of Humans, The World Without Us, book on tape. How beautiful, how wonderful. There's too many of us. I mean, who can deny the earth would be better off without all these people? Getting us to accept this Brave New / 1984 / THX1138 / Hunger Game. When you read the UN Biological Diversity Assessment, the full document, I have screenshots of it in my 1996 TV show, but also in the film Endgame, 2001. Where, I mean, I zoom in on it, on the document. I show it to you where they say, we may just use war to exterminate most of the people or a bioweapon, or we may have like a Logan's Run type deal where you have a lottery for who gets killed, or we may just go like with the Aztecs and have ritualized sacrifice cities. That's probably the best model with these big execution games like the Romans had. When you read the Biological Diversity Assessment and what they propose for the new culture, it's Hunger Games. Districts and only certain districts are allowed to produce certain goods, so the globalists control all the districts, and all the districts need each other, so that we then need the elite, because they are the only ones that know how to run the interlocking districts. You see that in the film with James Caan from the mid-1970s, Rollerball, where each district is run by a main city. And one city is energy, one is technology, one is military. That's globalism. That's the modern mercantilism system, where they would not let things like the colonies in 1770 or so produce any finished goods. That all the raw goods had to be sent back to London, England, where they were then finished so that they had dominance and control over the world. Of course you don't let people have their own factories. So that's the system that we're going under. And the reason I opened the broadcast today with 1984 is because if you look at what's happening in the news, just a year ago, in fact, less than a year ago, last summer, at the end of summer and into September and into October, they were on the news saying, we've got to attack Syria right now, or they're going to attack the United States or Israel, when Syria was doing nothing. And we've got to take the government out. And then now, a year later, we're being told we've got to take out and have bombings inside Syria because Assad and Putin were right about ISIS being bad. We've got to bomb them. And then we're being told, oh my gosh, ISIS broke into Syrian military bases. They have M-PAD Stinger missiles. No, they got those from the West. But now everyone's going to ask, why did the Al-Qaeda people, that's who they are, have the Stingers? Oh, they got them from Assad. See, we've got to go in and bomb these bases because Al-Qaeda's in them. This is how dumb they think you are. Here are the headlines. Islamic State might have taken advanced M-PADs from Syrian airfield. That's in the Associated Press. ISIS demands $6.6 million ransom for 26-year-old American woman. Oh, we've got to do something. Louis Gohmert warns of terrorist threat along Texas-Mexico border. U.S. forces move into Syria. Obama paves ways for airstrikes, sending in surveillance jets, despite Assad warning that any attack will be seen as aggression. Oh, yeah, they'll bomb Assad forces who are fighting ISIS because they know the public is so, not even dumbed down, but just so accustomed to being lied to with this little quote. We've always been at war with Eurasia. We've always been at war with East Asia. We've never been at war in Eurasia. And that's from 1984, as Winston is listening to a radio broadcast in his kitchen, and they change midstream just to train the public to live in fantasy land. What does Obama say? 2 + 2 = 5. That's taught in school. Perpetual war. In 1984, there is a perpetual war among Oceania, Eurasia, and East Asia. The superstates, which emerged from the atomic global war, the book, the theory, and practice of oligarchical collectivism by Emmanuel Goldstein, which is really what 1984 is. It is the book explaining oligarchical collectivism. And Orwell's telling you that in the book. Explains that each state is so strong it cannot be defeated, even with the combined forces of the two superstates, despite changing alliances. To hide such contradictions, history is rewritten to explain that the new alliance always has been so, and that populaces are accustomed to doublethink and accept it. So they practice lies openly, training you. The war is not fought in Oceania, Eurasia, or East Asia territory, but in the Arctic waste and other disputed zones, just like we fight the Middle East. The sea and land in North Africa and Australia. At the start, Oceania and East Asia are allies combating Eurasia in Northern Africa and the Malabar coast. That alliance ends and Oceania allied with Eurasia fights East Asia, a change which occurred during the Hate Week, D dedicated to creating patriotic fervor for the party's perpetual war. The public are blind to the change. In mid-sentence, an orator changes the name of the enemy from Eurasia to East Asia without pause. We've always been at war with East Asia. Nowadays, they just say conspiracy theory. 2 + 2 does not equal 4, and the public says 2 + 2 = 5, big brother, devil plus good. It's mind control.
Another major health threat, this one in Toledo, Ohio, where everybody in the entire city has been told not to drink the water.
Ohio's governor declaring a state of emergency.
Did you know that the average person uses about 80 to 100 gallons of water at home every single day? If there's a water emergency, will you be prepared?
Panicked residents forming long lines throughout the day.
We're here at a supermarket in Toledo. You can see the shelves empty where water once was.
To stay safe and healthy during a crisis, you must have access to safe, clean water. Water which will not be available at your local grocery store.
There's a mad dash on right now to stock up on supplies.
The ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system is a must-have for every modern, independently minded household. Protect your family's safety during an emergency. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to purchase your ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system or call 1-888-253-3139.
This is an announcement for all people who want to take a risk-free challenge to whiten their teeth in 5 minutes. By calling now, you can whiten your teeth in 5 minutes using clinically proven power swabs. This risk-free challenge is for people whose smile has been yellowed by coffee, tea, red wine, or smoking. The power swabs 5-minute challenge is available by responding to this advertisement. If lines are busy, try again. Because the power swabs 5-minute challenge is exclusive, it's not available in drugstores. Power Swabs was formulated by Dr. Martin Ginniger and whitens teeth with a patented tooth detergent and whitening agent. It's so effective, we challenge you to try it for 5 minutes to see how white your smile could be. Get it risk-free. Dial 1-800-281-6805. That's 1-800-281-6805. Transform your smile into a wow, you look great smile. Dial 1-800-281-6805. That's 1-800-281-6805.
Americans, prepare for financial ruin. That is what one of the world's richest men, Donald Trump, said just a few weeks ago. What are you doing to prepare? The problems that caused the last financial crisis were never fixed. In fact, they're even worse now. The total amount of debt in the U.S. has grown by more than 57% since September 2008. The too-big-to-fail banks are much larger, and the massive derivatives bubble is spiraling so far out of control that the only thing left to do is watch the spectacular crash landing that is inevitably coming. If you're a baby boomer with retirement funds, it's time you consider exiting the Wall Street casino and start a cash-flowing international business of your own. There may be ways to preserve your wealth, but history has shown that few things can grow your wealth like having your own business. The crash is coming. Take measures now to soften the landing. Go to BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com.
Clean water at home, clean water at the office, clean water on the go. The Berkey Guy has a Berkey water filtration model for anywhere you are and one that fits any budget. Thousands of satisfied customers can't be wrong. For free shipping within the U.S., go to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Helping thousands prepare since 2005, GoBerkey.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This is the end, beautiful prayer. This is the end, my only friend, the end of our.
Here's the headlines up on DrudgeReport.com. That's where I'm going next. Greasy. Burger King to quit USA over taxes. Buffett to finance the move and the $12 or $11 million purchase of the Canadian company they're buying. U.S. tax rate over 40% versus Canada's 26%. That's right. Hatch, the senator, is calling for an overall. Canadians are squeamish over takeover. Well, it's going home. Burger King's always been a Britishly held company. I'm not against the British. I'm not an Anglophile either. But the Queen of England divested 5 years ago in her majority ownership of it. So the pun is really true that it is a royal company. Just like Dutch Royal Shell and BP are both majority owned by the Queen of England. The other owner is then her cousin, Queen Beatrix. I'm not kidding. You can't make this stuff up. But their state money is a state secret. And, of course, they're tax exempt. You know who else is tax exempt, of course. That's Warren Buffett. Most of his companies are already tax exempt. That's why he's the biggest lobbyist in the U.S. on record, underwriting this week on ABC News and other programs on CNN. I see news articles all the time and read the bottom, and it's financed by Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation that he heads up and that he's given about $40 billion to, tax-free, so he can then leverage out all the other businesses. He only gives the profit, ladies and gentlemen, into those companies and then uses it to be able to take over other companies. So continuing, these are not the altruistic people that they claim they are. You always read on elitist bios that they are, what's the term you use for somebody that gives money as their profession? Yes, a philanthropic philanthropist. I was having one of those brain flatulations, as they call it. Here's just an example today. They've been doing this since the 80s. Most of the IRS criminal investigators go after blue collar. You can look that up. There are almost no white-collar investigators. The few that are there are used politically to target libertarians and conservatives and family-held companies that aren't globalist. You merge with a globalist company. You play ball with them. You get left alone. Your company gets bought out by a big globalist company. That's one of the fringe benefits. You still get to head it up. You still get your paycheck. You lay off most of your employees, and then you don't have to pay taxes anymore. You're just left alone. That's why it's come out in the news that over half of Congress doesn't pay taxes or is a decade or more behind. See, that's 1984, folks, where Warren Buffett is constantly hyping raising taxes on, quote, rich people. He means people making $125,000 a year or more. That's the middle class, the upper middle class for most people. That's the folks that actually keep the economy going. That group is dwindling. Warren Buffett is in a jihad, or I guess you'd use the term crusade, an all-out war on the middle class. And he gives money, hundreds of millions to abortion every decade, hundreds of millions to gun control. Do you know who the biggest financiers, because I read who underwrites the Violence Policy Center, Handgun Control Incorporated, and the others? You know who finances Battleground Texas to turn it blue and take the guns? Warren Buffett, Bill Gates, but you never hear the big national talk show host talking about them. So let me tell you, you don't mesh with the big kingpins. I mean, here's a KOMO News, AP article. Bill Gates and his wife donate $1 million for a total of $6 million in Initiative 594 in Washington State to ban the private transference of guns. Cannot give your son or daughter a gun, shuts down gun shows. Isn't that just cupcake sweet? Oh, neighbor calls cops on boys' lemonade stand. Police come, and, well, you know what happened. I just thought I see those articles every day or two. I saw an article where kids were fighting in their front yard with oars, having a fake sword fight. An armored vehicle came. But foreign bankers are tax-exempt, looting the country with banker bailouts? You're not going to hear a word, because here's Reuters. They're too busy going after the Tea Party right now. IRS enforcement agent numbers could drop to lowest levels since the 70s. Oh, guess what? All the other government budgets are swelling. They're going to cut white-collar fraud. and NASDAQ and stock market investigators. That's right. They're getting rid of their high-level criminal investigations unit. So there you go. They're cutting billions of dollars from that. Just thought I'd mention that. See how the world really works, folks? The rest.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Edward Groot. It took me 20 years of searching the globe to find the deposit of the highest purity iodine available. The new Survival Shield X2 is mined from 7 to 10,000 feet below the earth in pristine, environmentally clean conditions. The iodine crystals we use are extracted from an ancient 300 million plus year old deposit deep in the earth. It's the strongest nascent iodine on the market today. It delivers 650 micrograms per drop. Experience the new formula. Experience the ancient purity. Shield your family. Survival Shield X2, available now at InfoWarsLife.com.
X2 from InfoWarsLife.com, or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
By the way, coming up at the start of the next segment, I'm going to plug some of our new affiliates. One of them is Oklahoma City, carrying us live. So we'll tell you how you can tune in when you're in Oklahoma, or if you live in and around Oklahoma City, with a big new affiliate that is coming up. So get your pens and paper ready for that information. I want to go to our reporters who are on the ground in Napa Valley, where, as you know, that earthquake hit on Sunday. here are some of the headlines dealing with that. This is out of Reuters today, and this is why I sent our reporters out there to begin with, because I was aware of this information. U.S. inspector wanted reactor shutdown on quake fears report. A federal nuclear inspector urged U.S. regulators to shut down a California nuclear power plant until tests showed its reactors could withstand shocks from nearby earthquake faults, according to the Associated Press and an environmental group. William Peck's calls to close the Diablo Canyon power plant in St. Louis Obispo County, gotta love the name of where it's at, Diablo Canyon, was in a report he made to the Nuclear Regulatory Commission in 2013, the AP reported on Monday, a day after a strong earthquake shook California's Napa Valley region. And I'm not against nuclear power if it was done right. But why did they build six reactors on a fault line in a tsunami zone in Japan? Why do we have a bunch of reactors on fault lines in California? It's not like they're built in the Midwest or something where they don't really have earthquakes very often and don't have big fault lines. There are a few, and some of those have become active. And all the major earthquake experts, mainline geologists, mainline seismologists are on record saying that all those plates are basically colliding with each other right now. There hasn't been a big earthquake in many areas of Northern California since the 80s, but that the whole region is due for a major event. In fact, the whole of North America, that's why we're suddenly seeing earthquakes in Missouri and earthquakes in Oklahoma and earthquakes in Texas and earthquakes in New York, and we're seeing all these weird sinkholes, and we're seeing, most importantly, that's why we're seeing, most importantly, things unfold like the Yellowstone supervolcano as that begins to just basically rise and fall at the same time, and most mainline analysts say that it's literally time for folks to brace for that thing to go sky high. And if it does, it could destroy most of the United States and cause a new ice age, it is predicted. And that's mainline scientists. Now, when they say it's due, that's in the next 100 to 1,000 years, they're not sure. The big issue here is our universe is always changing, is always going through volatility. So when the United Nations says, we need global carbon taxes because this summer is hotter than last summer or this winter is colder than last winter, it's asinine. They've gone from global warming to, quote, climate change, saying that any type of change is unnatural. The only thing that's not natural is change. And so we better all appreciate being alive today. We better all appreciate God's gift of consciousness and being here with our families and all the great experiences and all the great art and literature and food that we're able to have. But more importantly, our relationship we can have with our Creator and the fact that we have a soul. It is so wondrous to be alive. But anybody that tells you they can take your liberties away and keep you safe is going to deliver one thing, and that's tyranny. So here are some of the headlines. U.S. inspector wanted reactor shut down on quake fears. We're sending our reporters down there in 2 days to go specifically to that Southern California plant. This is the same plant where they have had it leaking before a few years ago, and they have alarms that go off, and it was scaring the local beachfront town. And so the feds said, well, we're going to turn the alerts off because it's scaring people. So they're violating federal law. I'm not against nuclear power, but I'm against it now because they don't care and let them leak and let them melt down and don't maintain them. And the regulations have been watered down because these corporations running them are crazy. Are earthquakes on the rise? CNN asks. Is California's big one coming? Then they go to the analyst saying, yes, that the computer models show that from Peru to Chile to Iceland, worldwide, the Great Ring of Fire that California borders and the Pacific Rift is heating up. Ladies and gentlemen, we're just saying be aware of it. Los Angeles awaits earthquake that could be the big one. The London Telegraph reports a megaquake in America's second most populous city is long overdue, and the 50-year-old buildings could come crashing down, killing thousands. Oh, yeah. They've had earthquakes in India and Pakistan and Afghanistan and Iran that killed 10, 30, 40,000 at a pop. By the way, earlier when I said Warren Buffett has given over $100 million the last few years to abortion, I was wrong. Fox News has the headline. It's $1.2 billion to abortion and over $500 million to groups that want to ban our guns. I mean, I don't try to demonize Warren Buffett, but man, he's got this PR image of this sweet little man. This guy runs the Democratic Party, basically. In fact, he out-Soroses Soros. You know, Wonder Twins activate? Well, how about Wonder Quad, you know, Triplets activate? You got Warren Buffett, Bill Gates, and George Soros are a menace to this country and the world's freedoms. Here's another one. Napa earthquake hastens call for warning system. The other warning system that cost billions gave people a 12-second warning. What is that going to do? But what's really important, AP, Reuters, also reports, Napa Valley bottle shock as quake shatters prize wine collections. Oh, boo-hoo. USGS records 125 North Bay earthquakes following Napa tremor, with more to come, with a 2.0 aftershock today. In fact, some of them, that was right in San Francisco. Some are as high as 3.0. So this is all going on right now. I want to tell you about one of our new affiliates. I'll tell you about some more coming up later in the broadcast. KZLS. Please tell your friends and family about KZLS. If you don't live in Oklahoma, but you have friends and family that do, tell them to tune in to KZLS, 1640 AM, Oklahoma City, now carrying The Alex Jones Show live, 11 AM to 2 PM Central Standard Time. And I want to send a tweet out at Real Alex Jones telling folks that they can tune in with a link to KZLS's website so folks can find their audio streams there. And again, we always do this. This is why so many new affiliates are picking us up. We need listeners in Oklahoma City because we've been on the air there years ago. And the station sold. We need folks to become sponsors immediately. Station didn't ask for that, but I want people to step up, local businesses, and don't just tell friends and family about the station. Step up and become sponsors today. And then tell your entire email list, your Facebook, your Twitter. You got an old MySpace account, whatever you're using, your Pinterest, your Instagram, to tune in to KZLS, 1640 AM, Oklahoma City, carrying this show live, ladies and gentlemen. The Eagle, AM 1640. Be sure and get that done. We will retweet their Twitter and be sure and follow that station right there. Very exciting, getting new affiliates all the time. But I tell you, Oklahoma, some of the most libertarian, patriotic, conservative folks out there, and it's time to really get the word out. So that's another major victory in the info war, and we thank the good Lord above. Larry Elder's coming up at the bottom of the next hour to talk about race relations and how the Democratic Party, in his words, is trying to stir black people up and make them angry. We've got Louis Farrakhan making some of the most incendiary comments I've ever heard out of his mouth. And this is a guy who's plugged my radio show, The Nation of Islam. I don't know what that means. I mean, listen, I don't want to get in a fight with Louis Farrakhan. He actually talks about the private Federal Reserve back when nobody did. He does a lot of good things. But for everything good he does something just as incendiary, just as wild. Is it to get attention? Because Farrakhan attacks Arabs, Chinese, Koreans, Indians, whites in Ferguson rant. And you know, I disagree with him because, you know, you got a white guy that got shot and killed by the cops out in California. right around the same time, Dylan Taylor. No one's been talking about that. You don't see people rioting. And it does look like the police told the truth in the Brown case. Does that mean that police aren't militarized and things aren't out of control? No. Now, Farrakhan and others know that I criticize the police state, but just criticizing police individually or making it a black versus white thing, I really, that is not the case. I mean, I've been in New York City and had black and white cops treat me just as bad as I've seen them treat black people on television clips. And you do see black folks getting choked to death and raped with plungers and everything else. I got some bad news for you. You got bad cops doing that to everybody because they're not held accountable, and it's very scary. So that's coming up as well. But we're joined by Leanne McAdoo. Then coming up, we'll be joined in the start of the next hour by John Bound to give us his take on things. He's there with her. They're both taking turns behind camera and there on screen. Leanne McAdoo, I know you're going to go down to Southern California in a few days and investigate this nuke plant right on this fault line that's set to go any time. Stan Deo, we never even played the clip. You're just going to play it later in the next hour. He predicted 3 months ago, we have the date, that this would happen and even pick the region. And he's just saying, get ready, because the blink of an eye is a couple-year period. But sometime in the next few years, he and others believe, and now even mainline seismologists believe, the big one. We're talking an 8.0, 9.0, who knows, is going to hit California and possibly could actually create an island. I mean, California, bridges could be cut. Areas could actually slide into the ocean. And we know historically this does happen. And hope it doesn't happen while you're out there, Leanne.
Well, that's what we were thinking. John actually just let me know that there was another earthquake early this morning that we slept right through. So they're happening all the time. More than 125 have happened within 24 hours after this quake. So Leanne McAdoo reporting for Infowars.com. I'm standing right at the corner of Main and 2nd Street here in downtown Napa. Behind me, you can see the crumbling facade of some of the city's oldest buildings. And about a square mile area is all roped off. You can see buildings everywhere with yellow tape or red tape, meaning that those buildings will probably have to come down. The building directly behind me, we were told that they had about a 35-year moratorium where they didn't have to upgrade and retrofit their building to comply with the earthquake standards. But, of course, that just recently expired, and I guess they didn't have time to get them retrofitted. You can see some of the buildings are standing, and that business owner there told us that he just recently completed his retrofitting earlier this year. It was obviously money well spent, because you can see these gorgeous historic buildings just in crumbles behind me.
All right, reporting from downtown Napa. Now continuing here with Leanne McAdoo. Leanne, California is already seeing a huge exodus of their entertainment industry. They're seeing a huge exodus of people, period, because of the high taxes and regulations. I was reading in this report out of the LA Times that upwards of half of Los Angeles is 1950 or earlier, and they predict will collapse or partially collapse, quote, killing thousands. That's my big concern. I know you're going to go talk to some professors and others. Have you had a chance to talk to locals yet?
Yes, we spoke with a few locals, a few families here. Some of the locals, men, were brought to tears just recalling their experience, saying they had lived through other earthquakes before, but this was the one that they thought was going to crush them. This was the one they thought was going to kill them. And then we have families where the fault line, it just is going directly through their neighborhood, streets, from street to street. You can see the direct fault line just going right through people's homes, raising the sidewalks in some areas 3 feet off the ground, pushing their homes off the foundation a foot to up to 3 feet for some of the older homes. It's just been pretty incredible. People are not entirely with water, but they do have power. But what we saw, it was pretty remarkable. Because so many people were dumping off their televisions that were broken and all of their things, people were outside. They were helping their neighbors. They were playing outside. The kids weren't, you know, huddled around the TV set. So what we've seen is families just opening up their homes. They invited us in for something to drink and really just rebuilding their community. And that's kind of the testament, like when the stuff hits the fan, the only thing these people have is each other, because there really is no way to, you can't evacuate. There's no warning signal that an earthquake is coming. So they're testing, beta testing one of these equipment that will give a warning signal, and it was here in Berkeley, which is about 40 miles away, and that was successful. It did give the lab there a 10-second warning, but that would have been completely useless to people here in Napa. They would have had a 1 second to half of a second warning.
Sure. Putting the shocks in, putting in the anti-earthquake systems has some effect from what I've read, and with bigger buildings, but California just doesn't have the money to retrofit all these buildings. That's part of building a modern civilization on the edge of an area that has earthquakes. And that's my concern, and top regulators' concern, is that California's built a whole bunch, it's more than seven, nuclear reactors on or right beside fault lines. And if there's a major earthquake, we're talking about meltdowns here. And then the winds blow across from west to east. The trade winds, we're all going to be radiated.
Right. Mother Nature bats last. That's what we're hearing around here. I mean, who cares about Ebola? Who cares about ISIS? Who cares about Obama's failed policies when you've got Mother Nature to worry about?
Well, government wants us to think about them all day because then they can act like they control reality. But
right.
Having Google spy systems doesn't allow them to control the Earth's magnetic-type activities. We'll be back with Leanne McAdoo with more from California, site of the 6.1 earthquake.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape, but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
You've been hearing about the in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right for months. Have you ordered yours yet? We live in a politically and economically troubled world. You should be preparing for an uncertain future. Right now is the time to start freeze drying your own food so you can become self-reliant. To invest in your own home freeze dryer, go to HarvestRight.com while supplies last. Again, that's a home freeze dryer from HarvestRight.com. Mention this ad and save $200 through August.
Day after day, alone on a hill.
with a foolish grin is keeping perfectly still. But nobody wants to know him. They can see that he's just a fool. And he never gives an answer. But the fool.
My friends, our eyes are attacked more and more. And in InfoWars Live, we set out to develop with the known medical research that's on record to put the highest concentrations of organic, high-quality compounds into a daily pill that has been proven with these compounds to help your eyes and help maintain the quality of your eyes. And we have developed Ocupower, and we've only had it for less than a week, and two-thirds of it is sold out. We will order more next time, but obviously when we come up with something new, we order a limited amount. I want to thank you all for ordering Ocupower, and I want to get your take on it, get your views on it. But before we go any further, I just want to invite you to try Ocupower for yourself, X2, nascent iodine as well. We've also got the fluoride shield still discounted with the classic survival shield. Nascent iodine, and so many other products at InfoWarsLife.com or simply call toll-free 888-253-3139. Again, ladies and gentlemen, the toll-free number is 888-253-3139. And then we also have Super Female Vitality and Super Male Vitality. We have all these compounds and estrogen mimickers bombarding us. This isn't a compound of super herbs concentrated. It is, but it's not super herbs concentrated that mimic testosterone. What it does is get your glands, Dr. Group believes, it certainly works for me, to release testosterone and to release other things that your glands should be releasing. That's why you've seen the rave reviews. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. InfoWarsStore.com is the big blanket umbrella site that has all the books, the films, the Mulan Labe t-shirts, the Made in America products, you name it. Okay, going back to Leanne McAdoo in this segment and the next, then John Bowne will join us for a segment, and we'll get back into the other news. I'm not here trying to wring my hands about California. We're all going to die. Comets might hit the Earth. A new ice age may come, not in our lifetimes. Earthquakes happen, sure. But now we've got nuclear reactors. If there's a new Pompeii or a new Mount St. Helens or a new megaquake, and I think about the government response in California with, what is it, 35, 37 million people? How many live there? Let's look that up. I mean, it's going to be a time bomb because I believe the people would help each other. But if it's like Katrina, the feds are going to come in and just go door to door taking the guns. Leanne McAdoo?
Absolutely. Well, Leanne McAdoo reporting for InfoWars.com. I'm out here covering the aftermath of this 6.0 magnitude earthquake that struck the epicenter here.
And you're in Napa. You're in the center of Napa.
Absolutely. Right here downtown, this particular main street caught the brunt of it because it has most of the historical buildings here. And you can see just bricks covering the streets here. And this, we're seeing this all over the area. Homes just shifted 3 feet off of their foundations. And the mayor was actually here earlier, San Francisco Mayor Ed Lee. And he was in town not only to lend his support, but also to learn the lessons of how they can go ahead and retrofit San Francisco. Because San Francisco has nothing but historical buildings. And that's part of the charm of San Francisco or cities like Napa. They have all these historical structures, but they're not properly retrofitted. And that, just like you're saying, it could be devastating for millions of people there. San Francisco has a huge population, most of them living in these older homes.
Yeah, when they have earthquakes in populated cities in Asia, sometimes 40,000 die. I mean, this is just a time bomb. But meanwhile, we're worried about Al-Qaeda, which our own government's funding, and that's coming up in the next hour. Stay there, Leanne. We're going to come right back to you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball...
Security alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
But the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assaulting us.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative destroy Prison Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.